Bismillah, alhamdulillah, wa salatu wa salamu ala sayyidina rasulillah, wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa man wala wa ba'd. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Alhamdulillah, we are now in the 29th night of the blessed month of Ramadan, and it's possibly Laylatul Qadr in this blessed night. And we ask Allah Ta'ala to facilitate us receiving Laylatul Qadr with open hearts and accepted prayers and fasting. Ameen. Tonight, we're reflecting on a couple of verses in the 29th section of the Holy Quran, and this is in Surah Al-Ma'arij, the chapter named The Ascending Ways. And in these verses, Allah Ta'ala describes human beings by saying, إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ خُلِقَ هُلُوعًا إِذَا مَسَّهُ الشَّرُّ جَزُوعًا وَإِذَا مَسَّهُ الْخَيْرُ مَنُوعًا إِلَّا الْمُصَلِّينَ الَّذِينَ هُمْ عَلَى صَلَاتِهِمْ دَائِمُونَ In these verses, Allah says, verily man was created anxious. When evil befalls him, he is fretful. And when good befalls him, he is begrudging. Except those who pray, those who are constant in their prayers. To begin with, we see that Allah Ta'ala says that insan has been created anxious. Insan refers to human beings. And some of the scholars of tafsir say that whenever the word al-insan is mentioned in the Quran and is preceded by the al, the definite article, it's a reference to the condition of a human being before they know Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. This is how we understand this verse. And this is how we understand the verse in Surah Al-Asr. وَالْعَصْرِ إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لَفِي خُسْرٍ By Al-Asr, verily mankind is in loss. Meaning, mankind, human beings, before they know their Lord. And so Allah Ta'ala describes this human being before they truly know their Lord, saying, خُلِقَ هَلُوعًا This human being has been created in a state of anxiety. Halu'a means to be filled with craving for the stuff of the world. To be halu'a is to be filled with anxiety and to lack patience. إِذَا مَسَّهُ شَرُّ جَزُوعًا And when this human being is touched by evil, then they are fretful. جَزُوعًا here, the evil, refers to poverty. Meaning when a human being who does not know their Lord is touched by poverty, they become fretful. They fret and are exceedingly worried about their situation to the point where they're experiencing disquietude and a lack of trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then Allah says, وَإِذَا مَسَّهُ الْخَيْرُ مَنُوعًا And when this human being who does not yet know its Lord is touched by good, they are begrudging, meaning when they're touched by wealth and goodness, they're begrudging, meaning they withhold, they don't give, they ascribe it to themselves, they don't see the source from which that wealth came. And so when someone comes to ask for help or someone's in need, they withhold their money, they're stingy, they're miserly. And then Allah Ta'ala says that this is the state of human beings, except for Al-Musallin, those who pray, except those who pray. And this indicates that the situation of the person who offers salat is quite different from the one who doesn't. And that the Musalli is a privileged person who's blessed to be safe from the overwhelming anxiety and stress that comes with dealing with the world. And Allah says, they are the musallin, but not just any musalli, not just any person who's outwardly praying, but a particular kind of person who is praying. He says, إِلَّا الْمُصَلِّينَ Except those people who pray, who الَّذِينَ هُمْ عَلَى صَلَاتِهِمْ دَائِمُونَ Those who are constant in their prayer. They are perpetual in their prayer. Imam Razi says that those who are constant in their prayer, da'imun, are those who guard their prayer. as Allah Ta'ala says in Surah Al-Baqarah, حَافِظُوا عَلَى الصَّلَوَاتِ وَالصَّلَاتِ الْوُسْطَى وَقُومُوا لِلَّهِ قَانِتِينَ. Safeguard the prayer, and in particular the middlemost prayer, and stand devoutly for Allah. This preservation of the prayer, this constancy in the prayer, refers to praying it on time, taking it serious, knowing how to pray, doing it in the best manner, with adab. And this indicates that the hearts are already attached to the prayer before the time comes, such that when the adhan is called, they are aware and they go and pray. There's a longing for the prayer. There's care in preparing for it, with care and attention in the wudu, and covering the awra, the parts that have to be covered, and seeking the qibla direction of prayer, and using the proper garments and pure garments in a pure place to pray. The person's emptying their heart before prayer. They're not allowing it to be filled with distractions. And they safeguard against showing off. They don't move around too much. They're present in their prayer. And most importantly, they are very careful to see that their prayer is strengthening them, so that after their prayer, they are kept away from things that are displeasing to Allah Ta'ala. As Allah mentions elsewhere in the Holy Quran, that the prayer, إِنَّ الصَّلَاةَ تَنْهَى عَنِ الْفَحْشَاءِ وَالْمُنْكَرِ. The prayer prohibits one from vile and indecent deeds. So if the person's prayer is not stopping them from that, they need to check the quality of their prayer, which is their sila, their connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if we are people of prayer in the real sense of the word, which is a lifelong commitment, we will be removed from anxiety and stress, will be relieved of much of what disturbs most human beings. But if we don't take it seriously, if we just go through the motions, there's no guarantee that we won't also suffer from the extreme anxiety and the extreme stress that is the lot of most of human beings. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen.